Well, Jim, here we are. This is the last broadcast of 2023. I cannot believe it. I do hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. We have our New Year's coming up here tomorrow. It's New Year's Eve. And, you know, I thought, Jim, you know, we talked a little bit about this. It'd be good to kind of highlight all the things that happened in 2023. We probably won't have time to talk about all of them, but we will talk about some of them in regards to some of the changes that we have brought to the mission, some of the updates. We'll talk about salvations, just a variety of different things. But one of the first things I'd like to mention to our listeners is security. We know security is very important for the safety of our guests, our staff, our clients that stay here. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the updates that have been completed this year, which were very important for security?
So, Reverend Kaiser, our guests have relayed to us that on the street, there's, and I mentioned this in the broadcast before, there are two things that are in short supply when you're living on the street. And one is a place that's clean, and another is a place that's safe. And so at Haven of Rest, we strive to provide that for people who find themselves in circumstances where they're homeless. And one of the ways that we're able to create a safer environment were the additions over the last couple of years of cameras and controlled access to our doors, so that when someone's in the shelter, they can have some confidence that not only do we care, and obviously we're going to have our day-to-day interactions with them, but also it's a space that's safe. It's a space where they can have confidence that this is a place where I can get well. This is a place where I can receive help. And that's really what we're striving for with projects like this. We have cameras in all three of our buildings now, as well as secured access to all three of our buildings. So it's been a huge blessing, and it's allowed us to provide a better environment for those coming to us for help.
Well, you know, Jim, as we talk about this, all these updates that have happened this year and some that will be coming up in 2024, our buildings are over 30 years old, the majority of them. And so when you have activity in them every single day, 7 days a week, and there's a lot of activity, these type of things are important. And, you know, I think of the Harvest Home, Jim. You know, we just had some things done over at the Harvest Home just recently here. I know we had some things last year and this year. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the things that we just were updating at the Harvest Home?
So Harvest Home was a big part of that camera update. That was the first way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about the spaces that our clients enjoy, the spaces that they, when they come to the mission, this is home for them. And one of those areas at Harvest Home is the rec room and classroom. That's an area that the ladies and kids spend a lot of time. It's kind of the living room of the house. There's a side area where classes take place. And that area got a great update. We were able to get brand new flooring mm-hmm. in that space. And in the future, very soon, we're going to be getting new furniture in that space. So again, this isn't just stuff. This is something that we do so that the guests know they're loved and that we have a great place for them to enjoy while they're here at Haven of Rest.
Well, you know, Jim, all these things that we will be talking about here would not be possible through our faithful friends out there in our listening audience, in the community, because it's through their resources that we can do a lot of these updates. And we've had some very big projects that are ongoing. Another project that's ongoing right now as we speak, Jim, is our clothing distribution center. It's a big project, and I think people will be really happy when it's complete.
Well, I think many of our listeners have probably dropped off clothing or donations to Haven of Rest. And so they know that you come to the back of our 207 building and you pull through the drive-thru. And there's that space is where you're greeted and you're able to drop off your donations and get a receipt. In that space, we wanted to make it as functional as possible so that it's better for folks that are dropping off things. And then it's easier for our staff to process as those donations come in so we can get them out as quickly as possible to the folks coming in for help. So that space is probably about 75% done.
Yes.
Total update to that whole entranceway. So as people come in, they'll be greeted by a very warm, welcoming space. There'll be a greater ability for us to help people as they're dropping stuff off, get information to them. We're really excited about that because we know for a lot of people, that's one of the main areas they interact with Haven of Rest. So it's going to be really, really sharp when it's finished.
And, you know, Jim, just we know how often that drive-through is used, which we thank the Lord for the everything that's being dropped off over at the distribution center. And really that's a main entry point when people come in. And as we talked about this about a year ago, maybe a little longer, we thought, boy, that would be a good area to kind of redo and make it look a lot more attractive.
And Reverend Kaiser, God is so faithful. I'm reminded of even when we were kids. I don't know if you were familiar with it, but we would sing the song, Count Your Blessings, name them one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this is about. It's just God has been so faithful, and we're able, by His grace, to have a facility that maybe turns the stereotype upside down, that sometimes maybe the Hollywood would paint it as though if you're homeless, it has to be a rundown place or a dump or, you know, all the, and we don't want that to be the experience for our guests at all. So when we update these spaces, it's for them, so that when they come in, they don't have to feel less than, but they're experiencing an uplift even walking in the door.
Yes.
And so that we want that for our donor too, when they come in and they drop something off. A part of that project was also an expansion of our freezer space, which was huge. God's really blessed us in that with a bigger freezer space for long-term storage, we now have the ability, as donations come in, boy, that's a huge cost savings for the mission, that we don't have to purchase maybe as much meat, or we have a place to store all of our turkeys and that get donated through the holidays. And we were able to add a new cooler through this project so that as perishable donations that would come in, we'll have a space to stage them as they come in before they get distributed. So again, just all praise to God. He's been so faithful. And when you talk about freezers and coolers, that's the space we need so that we can provide what amounts to 5 meals every day. Most days of we have a breakfast, 2 lunches, and 2 dinners every day. And those kind of improvements allow us to continue providing those services to our guests.
And Jim, once again, those are used every day. Those were over 30 years old. We had a lot of maintenance on those. And those being replaced, when we look at those, Jim, when I look at them, I go into that big freezer, it's like, wow, thank you, Lord. Go into the cooler. Kitchen is very, very happy about that. And that is a project, as you mentioned, that is totally complete. And it gives us more freezer space to store more product in there. And what a blessing that is that project is complete. I'd like to talk a little bit about another project that we are actively in. It's taken some time. And we're going to talk a little bit about computer IT stuff. Jim, let's talk about the computers that we've updated in the phone system that will eventually be getting updated here. It's been a process because there's a lot of what I call pieces to the puzzle to make sure that when we put this all back together, it's working.
So, Reverend Kaiser, when I started here 20 years ago, our whole culture was still making that transition from analog to digital. So we had a lot of paper, and our computers, they worked, but you didn't use the internet for a whole lot. Boy, has that changed in 2 decades.
It has.
And so Haven of Rest has had the blessing, really, over the course of this year to build up our infrastructure so that we have modern tools, because our guests, for the most part, if they're going to engage in looking for an apartment or if they're going to be looking for a job, they need to access the internet in a way that they never could before. So our staff has to be able to partner with them, have those abilities. And so we really were able to beef up both the servers that happen in-house. We were able to upgrade everybody's computers around the mission. And soon we'll be upgrading the phone systems as well. All these things just provide a more streamlined experience for our guests as our staff interacts with them and they're able to help them through whatever issues have brought them here.
Yes, and it's a big project. I am very thankful for Bob Miller, who's our IT specialist. He is in our office quite a bit, Jim, bringing us updates on the process here. And once again, the funds have been provided for this big project, and we can't thank the Lord enough for all of our friends out there, Jim, that have made this project possible. We're going to talk about one more project, and then I'd like to talk a little bit about our services that we offer here, because when we look in a year in review, people coming to the Lord, we'll talk about that. But a project that's coming up in 2024, I know you're excited about it. I'm excited about it. It will be another one. It's the client service center's showers for the men that come in and take showers every single day. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So our client service center has the ability to house 100 men, and then we can go into overflow beyond that when we have space to expand with mats and different things like that. And at times like this, when it's cold weather, that's a lot of people. And that shower room that was put up has served us very well
yes,
for the last
has.
30 years. But it's aging. And when you have that many people that need to come through, there's other improvements in a shower room that help just for privacy and some other things that maybe weren't as much of a consideration when it was designed 30 years ago. Again, we want the space that our guests come in to be a great experience for them when they're coming in off the street. And so that shower room, having that redone, will be a dramatic improvement for our guests and their whole experience when they're coming in mm-hmm. to sleep in the shelter. Because every night, everyone's showering.
Yes.
And just to make that just a tip-top, not only a beautiful space, but a space that really is tailored for the guest experience so that it's a good experience when they're here at Haven of Rest.
And you know, Jim, the showers, the bathrooms, that will all be a part of the project. It's exactly what you said, Jim. It's, you know, 30 years. They have been very good to us, but it's time to update them. And so we're praying and hoping 2024, that project will happen. I'm going to turn the page here a little bit, Jim, in regards to we've talked about several projects. There's a lot of other projects that we have done this year. But I want to talk about our clients, about the Christian discipleship, biblical teachings that happen here every single day with our guests that come in. There's counseling that goes on. There's prayer that goes on. There's uphills and downhills. There's battles that go on. People that are struggling maybe with mental health or addictions. All types of things go on here every single day, 7 days a week, around the clock, 24 hours a day, Jim. But the power of God and the gospel is powerful. And you know, one of the things that we have seen is we are seeing people come to the Lord.
Reverend Kaiser, for all the discussion we had about the spaces where ministry happens, this discussion is what it's all about.
Yes.
All these spaces are there so the gospel can be proclaimed. People can come to know Christ. They can be forgiven and be transformed. And I know many of our listeners have had loved ones, friends that they know that have struggled with mental health or addiction, and it can be very disappointing. There can you wonder if there's ever any hope. And as a ministry, we've chosen to be in a marathon and not a sprint.
Yes.
We recognize that there might be, it's going to be a long haul, and we're going to commit to that long haul. And the result of that is through the relationships that are built and the gospel going out, it bears fruit. And Reverend Kaiser, this year, we really put an emphasis in our chapel services to make sure that both the churches that come in and share and our staff are making sure that that gospel presentation is front and center and people have an opportunity to respond. And Reverend Kaiser, it's my pleasure to say that many, many, many people are coming forward to receive Christ.
Amen.
And just this last weekend, previous weekend, I worked here at Haven of Rest, mm-hmm. and I was speaking with one of our second shift staff, and he was excited to share with me that the night before, four people came up to accept Christ. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
That's exactly what it's all about. And so it's so exciting to see that happening, and that for all the work that goes in, and our listeners' prayers, and everyone who walks beside the mission, God's doing a transformative work in people's lives. And these are our friends and neighbors that
yes.
he's doing this with.
And you know, Jim, testimony after testimony after testimony. I can say that over and over again. We send out testimonies in our voice. We heard some testimonies last week, just a part of the testimonies of how God is working in people's lives. And then in the chapel service, a lot of times our listeners won't hear this because a lot of times they come, they might only stay a few days, but the testimonies of when they come up. Jim, there are times, and you know this, where a service is done and there are people crying and asking for help and receiving Christ. It's a powerful thing. Not that everybody does it, because we do not force that on it, but it's part of our program, and we see how God works in these wonderful people's lives, regardless of what their circumstances is. And that is what Haven Arrest is about.
When I think about it, Reverend Kaiser, we mentioned the effort that's put into chapel service and the effort that's put into maintaining our spaces. And why is that? Because these precious people God's brought to us are made in His image, and they're worth it. They're worth it to Him, and so they're worth it to us, that we would continue to strive to be excellent in what we do, whether it be the proclamation of the gospel or the buildings and the way the services are provided that we offer. And Reverend Kaiser, I think as we close 2023, that's a, you know, as our theme was this past year, a mission worth keeping.
Yes.
That never should change. I feel like that is our heartbeat, and that's what we do going forward.